Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for January 8th, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN option editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Andy Lowenthal announced on LinkedIn he has started the, quote, next chapter of my professional life, unquote, after officially retiring from CBOE Global Markets after 40 years and 21 roles. He plans for 2024 to travel with his wife Tracy, including today, to the college football national championship game. In his note, he mentioned how his family had been victims of Nazi terror, and he had, quote, true passion for the institutions that have been created to make sure we never forget, and to that end, I was recently named to the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center Board of Directors. Additionally, I am co-chair of the Chicago chapter of U.S. Holocaust Museum's Children of Survivor Committee, unquote. He is off to explore new microbreweries and craft beers across the world, will ski more, and is open to board work. He also expressed his appreciation to all his friends and colleagues at CBOE. He will be missed at the CBOE, and he was a great contributor and a steady presence. You know you have made an impact when a local bank underwrites a mural on the side of a building featuring your image and your organization at work. Jamal Cole, founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, was the recipient of this honor. JLN interviewed Cole and his mentor and former employer Will Hobart at WH Trading in a popular podcast last year. Cole was also a featured speaker at the 2023 FIA Expo in Chicago. The Wall Street Journal reports offices around America hit a new vacancy record and that 19.6% of office space that isn't leased is the highest since at least 1979. The Journal also has a story many other publications are quoting. The story is about Elon Musk's drug use and is titled, Elon Musk Has Used Illegal Drugs, Worrying Leaders at Tesla and SpaceX. And the subheadline is, Some Executives and Board Members Fear the Billionaire's Use of Drugs, Including LSD, Cocaine, Ecstasy, Mushrooms, and Ketamine, Could Harm His Companies. This is a non-story, as his drug use is widely known. The story says Musk may have been under the influence of drugs when he tweeted about taking Tesla private back in 2018. Citadel's Ken Griffin spoke at McCombs School of Business, and you can see the video on YouTube with the link in today's newsletter, as he discusses the attributes and skills Gen Z need to radically increase productivity amid technological transformation. The Wall Street Journal has a story about how careful planning is the key to getting a tax deduction for a charitable donation, yet they published this story 8 days after the deadline for getting donations for 2023. This was not careful planning. The story is titled, How to Lower Your Tax Bill with the Charitable Donation Deduction, with a subheadline, Getting a Tax Break for Contributions to Charity Often Requires Careful Planning. The U.S. is sending the first rockets to the moon since Jackie Gleason was alive. To the moon, Alice. Actually, it is the first in 50 years. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Odessa Jenkins, a successful tech SaaS business executive, the CEO of Bonfire Women and founder of the Women's National Football Conference, FNFC, is leading a virtual event hosted by Wild, Women in Listed Derivatives, and Bonfire, a leadership development program for women, tomorrow, January 9th, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. The program is called Show Up, Stand Out, and Breakthrough at Work. The Zoom link is available in today's newsletter. You can go to another link in today's newsletter to register. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Cboe Global Markets reports trading volume for December and full year 2023 from Cboe. Investors trim upside options bets as euphoric U.S. stock rally stalls from Reuters. And trader makes massive bet treasuries will get slammed after jobs report from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here's a video from our JLN Profiles series. Andy Yema, John Lothian Profiles, Part 2. In Part 2 of his John Lothian Profiles interview, Andy Yema dives into the FBI investigations of 1989-90, which came as a shock to him. While he noted that CME traders often violated exchange rules and occasionally faced CFTC cases, the magnitude of the FBI case was unprecedented. Yema's initial awareness of the FBI case came from Bill Crawford, a former Tribune reporter who had experience as a police reporter and then covered the exchanges. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have another edition of Futures Discovery. Futures Discovery, Careers in the Futures Industry. In episode 4 of Futures Discovery, we're diving into the diverse world of careers within the futures industry, from the fast-paced world of trading to the analytical realms of risk management and technology. There's a multitude of career paths in this dynamic field. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Politico. Kelly Loeffler is back with a new GOP company inspired by her loss 3 years ago. Republicans have lagged in the campaign tech space, but the former senator says she has the answer. Former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler is back on the national political scene trying to give Republicans a leg up in the campaign tech space. She shared plans with Politico to roll out RallyRight, a technology company that offers a suite of products. DonateRight, a donation processing service intended to rival major players like WinRed, FieldRight, a gig economy app that connects canvassers to campaigns, and RelayRight, a texting tool. My comment, Kelly Loeffler is backed with a new GOP company. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, G20 push for faster payments risks weakening Russia sanctions. Experts warn, speeding up digital systems makes them more vulnerable to criminal networks and money laundering. A G20 push to speed up international payments risks enabling financial crime and hindering the enforcement of sanctions against Russia and other states, industry experts have warned. The plans to make digital payment systems more efficient by 2027 do not take into account their increasing vulnerability to criminal networks and the heightened money laundering risks posed by a surge in war-related sanctions, according to the Future of Financial Intelligence Sharing, a UK-based research program. My comment, interesting take on the disadvantage of speeding up payments. Here's another story, this one from CBC News. The headline, do not let moose lick your car, warns Parks Canada, as more moose flock to highways. Parks Canada is warning drivers not to stop while on highways to let moose lick their cars this winter. The peculiar message comes as moose have been trekking onto highways to lick salt off of roads and passing vehicles, says Tracy McKay with Parks Canada. My comment, John Lothian News relaying an important public service announcement. Actually, that comment was from Jeff Bergstrom. Here's the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was top paying cybersecurity certifications from MSSP. Alert. Second was Trump received millions from foreign governments as president, report finds from the New York Times. Third was Bloomberg's ChatGPT is accused of copying. It'll be scarier when it doesn't need to. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, shipping shows signs of panic as Houthis menace key trade lane. Shippers are likely to face a crunch before Lunar New Year. Suez Canal transits fall to lowest levels since it was blocked. Container shipping is set to face a crunch ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday as Houthi attacks in the Red Sea restrict capacity, a major industry consultant said. The coming weeks are likely to be very difficult as trade volumes ramp up before Lunar New Year, which begins February 10th, according to Philip DeMoss, managing director and head of supply chain advisors at Drewry Shipping. Diversions as a result of the attacks are forcing ships to sail thousands of miles further than normal and are therefore restricting the amount of vessels able to carry goods. Here's the second story. This one from the Financial Times. The headline, Irish stock exchange boss hits out at bizarre tax rules after company exits. Daryl Byrne says higher stamp duty on trading puts Euronext Dublin at disadvantage to U.S. and elsewhere. The head of Euronext Dublin has hit out at bizarre tax rules that create an unlevel playing field and urged reform after a series of high-profile departures from Ireland's stock exchange. Irish building materials giant CRH, the most valuable stock on the small Dublin market, left in September as part of the switch of its primary listing to New York from Europe. Betting group Flutter and packaging firm Smurfit Kappa have announced they will leave Dublin this year. Drinks group Diageo, which owns Guinness, canceled its Irish listing in May. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, China launches new blue chip stock index to push growth sectors. More diversified CSI A50 index gives greater emphasis to priority industries such as renewables and chips. China's stock exchanges have launched an additional blue chip equity benchmark as part of an effort to boost investments in listings deemed strategically important to Beijing. Investors and analysts said that the CSI A50 index, which debuted on Tuesday, was intended to spur the creation of investment products that grant greater weightings for sectors such as renewables and semiconductor manufacturing, areas central to policymakers' vision for economic transition and national security. We're grateful for your attentive viewership of the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so already, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.